Hi guys, thanks again for joining us on another episode of Music in Marriage. My name is Nikita, I'm your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm Lock Red Square, and we're there one more time, you know, on another brand spanking new episode of the Music and Marriage Podcast. Give thanks for joining us. Let's talk.
We hope that wherever you are in the world, this podcast is reaching you in good health and in good spirits.
Yes, and as usual, before we go into the reasoning, we have to big up our sponsors. Simply Rose Craft, if you need your door signs, door wreaths, if you need your home decor done, please check out Simply Rose Craft. She has her website, www.simplyrosecraft.com. Or you can check her on social media. She's on all social media platforms. All right, people. So, Simply Rose, big up yourself. Check her out.
Yes, and while you're at it, make sure you guys shop Nikki Gliss Cosmetics for all your loose glitters and your palettes. And please forget to use your code MMP22 to get your 20% discount off on your orders.
Yeah. So, today, we have another very special guest in the building, right? International dancehall artist, a man called Razor B.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, man. You know what I mean?
Man, how you feeling? Everything good?
Yes, I mean, I'm feeling amazing, bro. Like, honestly, that's life. It's within itself. You know what I mean? It's such a grateful thing to wake up in the morning and just give thanks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Seeing the sun. You know what I mean? You have water to consume, you have the air to breathe in, you know what I mean? You have the ears that's still working to hear, you know what I mean? And the heart is still pumping, you know what I mean? And the grounds to feel a vibration from the earth. So it's just amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Where you have to give thanks for life, you know what I mean? Give thanks for life, because, you know what I mean? You see people dropping every day, so it's just like, you know what I mean? You know, friends and family are still around. You just have to give thanks. For life, you know what I mean? It's most grateful and more. I'm so grateful for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. More gratitude, for real. It's a joy to be in your presence, my brother. I give thanks for accepting our invitation to come on our platform.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate it too, you know what I mean? Like I was saying earlier, you know what I mean? Every platform is a great platform. Because you get to get your voice out there, you get to get a message out there, and you get to get your face out there, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's just that about just the music alone, is just for people to kind of like, oh.
See, but me never know what I saw him really,
you know what I mean? Because people basically judge off of, you know what I mean? Sometimes appearance.
True.
You know what I mean? A person don't even know your heart and know that, yo, you know, say a person's heart are good, me never know, say, there's so much things him actually do, because not everything you do, you have to put out there in a social media,
you know what I mean?
And we do a lot of great things for our earth, so. You know what I mean? Blessing that way, remember, just give thanks and just know, so you're with it from the love of our heart and not for the hype or the recognition of what other people are thinking.
Most definitely, man. So, before we get into our conversation on this podcast, it's more geared towards relationship. I want to get to know Razor B just a little bit more, musically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Based off my investigation then, so to speak, Razor B is not based in Jamaica.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
First and foremost, where are you based?
I'm based in Toronto, Canada.
Toronto.
You know what I mean?
You've developed your musical talents in Canada before you export it to Jamaica?
You know what, it's vice versa, you know, because what it is, I went to St. Jake High School before I actually migrated to Canada.
See?
And from, like, me don't know about another Jamaicans, but I feel like every Jamaican can relate to us beating on the next step and feel like we're artists and I compete and I clash against the next person, you know what I mean, for that lunch money there, for that hype there, for who better than who, you know what I mean? Even if it's not your own lyrics and makeup, you know what I mean? You're singing someone in the songs, you know what I mean? So it started here in Jamaica, you know what I mean?
See.
It becomes more embedded in me when I carry the same energy, the same spirit overseas in Canada when I was going to high school. I do the same thing, man. Everybody I chase me because I have the big voice.
Yeah.
But me, I sing the Buju Bantan song them. Then, you know what I mean? Oh, you know, stop. You know what I mean? So it's like, people like, hey. So some of the song them where I knew from here in Jamaica, which didn't actually hit in Canada as yet, people were singing the Terry Fabulous them. and the Buju Banta and them. Me actually know when me hearing me a young youth.
Yeah.
And I sing them like a my song. So people think I did me.
Fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating. I say, oh, I saw him bad. Like you're lyrically inclined.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, since him don't know, me gonna pretend like I'm me then. Yeah. And so no, like when you go. That's one, and that's how actually I got the name Razor B, because them say, yo, what your DJ name? Yeah. I mean, I say, yo, you know something about DJ name? Or Roger, my name. So I give them my real name. Say, no, you have an artist name, like something for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I say, boy, no, me not the name still. And the man say, you know what, we have a name Razor B, because you're sharp, you.
So Canada, you get that name?
Canada, I got the name from one of my friends, Sweetness and Super, you know?
See, yeah. So you said St. Jacob, so that mean originally from Spanish Town?
No, I'm originally from Waterford, Portmore, but I passed for Spanish Town. Okay. I passed for St. Jacob High School. I'm used to the track and field, so, you know what I mean?
See.
I got scholarship and everything to go to St. Jacob High School. It was just a great look, run at champs and everything.
So why not pursue track and field and instead of music? What changed?
I think what that changed is I got injured, you know what I mean, as a class 3 student. I was working out, you know what I mean, and there was a pothole, that we call it here in Jamaica, a pothole on the field.
Yeah.
So I never see it, so I do some knee lift and I got through, and then my right foot went down in it. And then it hurt. I don't remember where it pulled a muscle. I pulled something at the time, but the coach, I was so fast, the coach actually had me still run a champs that year over many other students who were also on the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was running even faster than them, even though I was injured. Mm. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I didn't really pursue it. When I go to Canada, I was more playing soccer, playing defense. So basically, it wasn't putting a lot of pressure. So it's still fast, you know, but it's just that. I was just doing different sports, because I also play. So I play in Manning Cup too, you know what I mean? Yeah. But track and field was my first love.
So where did it start professionally then?
From musically. So professionally, it started in Canada, I would say. You know what I mean?
What was that scenario that pushed you in your mind and say, you know what, the light bulb flick, and you say, you know what, I eat this scenario, I'm going to take it serious.
You know what? I think it's when I started winning all the different school competition and school different challenges. You know what I mean? My friends were more pushing me to say, yo, you can become an artist in there. You know what I'm saying, bud? You know what I mean? I mean, I was like, okay. You know what I mean? I started taking it more serious. I started writing. I started going to the studio more. I started doing dub plates for like sound system in Canada. You know, and everybody started gravitating. The Lone Star, the King Turbo, them, you know what I mean? Who were the big name sounds at the time in Canada, which is still around. King Turbo is still one of the bigger sounds. You know what I mean? To Specs and Ricky Turbo, them and all those guys. Just doing it, but not just, it was more like a, didn't understand, didn't study the business, but just had the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Didn't take it as a business and say, oh, you can't make money off of this, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So didn't study the business part of it, but more like doing music and just making a little $50 yes, or $100, you know what I mean? As a little school youth, half a dub plate,
yeah.
You know? And then we start getting more and more into it. And in 2015, when I came back here to Jamaica, and I party me there, you know what I mean? I think it was Sexy Tuesday. And you know, me and some girls go and they were doing the dance, and they go on and bag or something. And a girl named Lottie, me see she do a dance, and me say, yo, where the dancer name? The dancer, bad, you know. I mean, name, and she say, you know, so long time I do a dance, I raise, I don't know, I have a name feet, but I say, find a name feet and give me your name, and all I dance at them. Me go sing a song for this.
Yeah.
Trust me. And I saw Hot Up came about, you know, I mean, the next day she called Queen Nikisha. Queen and dancer Queen Nikisha at the time, and yeah, she's doing music now. And Nikisha said, yo, we could call the song, we could call it At Up the Dance, At Up, you know what I mean? And then I said, all right, so I come to Boom and link up with Franco. And I say, you know, some have an idea. And the girls them give me some name, I have the list of the name them, because it's like them text me the name. And I say, sure. Chinuni, Chrissy, you know what I mean? All of the name, the mommy just look on the thing. I mean, I say, Sherry, we go so boom one time, boom, boom. Up in a hit two times. I think it's a boom. So I visualize when I see the night before, you know, my mind.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And then I say, you know what I mean? To Osha flash a finger, I say, Sherry, go up her face. I say, it's sweet.
Yeah.
Just tell me it's sweet.
Yeah.
And I saw the song come out, and him just start playing the instrument behind it. And I'm bum, badam, dadam, dam. And
then so when organically, that just created right
there. Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, and I'm like, wow. And then actually, I finished the song. Me had to get them here.
What year was this again?
2015. 2014, into 2015.
See.
So it was like Christmas, around Christmas going into January. So I came down on vacation pretty much. So by the time I reached March, when the producer released the song, I was in Canada. And everybody, I say, yo, that song is big, you know. I mean, I hear it, I mean, I say, yo, what do you mean? Say, everybody, I talk about it. Everybody, I talk about this one song, yeah. Like, yeah. Who is this man,
yeah?
I mean, I say, because I just did it, like, you know what I mean? Just for fun, you know what I mean? Because a long time I do music, I mean, I see anything. I go, I'm say, okay, wow, man, come to Jamaica, come shoot a video then for this.
Yeah.
So when I shot the video and me see, like, everybody, you know what I mean? Like, I was in a party, at a stole of party, and I heard Bounty Killer saying over, because the girls, them just running with the song at the time, you know what I mean? Because the select, the promo, the Franco was just out and just kind of just doing street road with the song. Yeah, man, that yeah, and I tell you, I was shocked. The first day the song dropped, it up 1 million views.
See that?
Nice. So I was like, wow. Nice. You know what I mean? I was like, wow. And the video, we just did the video, like, was like on a phone, pretty much a phone camera. So it was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing music and loving music and just putting in, because it was out of pocket that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was everything. I'm like, okay, then, you know what I mean? Whatever, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, it's just another song. Even though I take it serious and love it, it's just, yeah. you just felt like.
And how was that feeling for you, though, when you realize it? You know, something where you created organically just take off.
Man, it was, honestly, it was an overwhelming, it was like so many different emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In from the peers, Beanie, link me and say, yo, you know, say my daughter, and I dance to man to girl songs, I just, when you see, I just ravers, Deja ravers, yeah. And you may see she dance to your song, you know, say that song, you're gone, you know, youth. So I'm like, wow, there's so many Vegas, yo,
yeah.
Youth. Are you the girls that are saying it's just like you hear from all these other artists
established
and you look up to them and give this thing and them try to get in touch with you for say, yo, youth, do your thing. I'm like, this is getting real, this is serious.
Yeah,
so this when I come to Boom and I get the rhythm for Brokeback and Canada, I actually voice Brokeback.
How hard was it to follow that with Brokeback?
But you know the thing about it, the song was just doing so great where I'm just enjoying the fame and the popularity of that record. And then Cornelius reached out to me through his brother, because his brother at the time we were doing a little bit of work, you know, I mean Recon, him reached out to me through his brother and I say, yo, I have a bad rhythm, you know, I call Kulu Kulu, you know. Actually I was in my house in Canada at the time doing vacuum in my house, because me always like cleaning, you know, I'm a clean freak like that. I'm always cleaning.
Also have a clean,
also have a clean. Anybody know me know say, me have me always a clean, me have a sweep.
Yeah.
I'm saying me the rhythm, I have my headphone on, and I'm saying me the rhythm, I listen through my phone on. I go down the stairs, I'm nearly job. I'm going to say, that came out like it broke my back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, yeah. I say, that back came like it broke my back, you know, chuck. And then I listen to it, and I say, yo, chuck, what make you warm? I mean, I listen to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me talk to the vacuum. How will me do you? Let me ask it, how will me do you? Where you warm? You know what I mean? What make you warm, babe? Feel me back.
And I saw the song.
Listen, man.
Wow.
And then we just build the verse around it. Yeah. See this style? So I just start visualize now. See this style? I mean, just turn it into like a female more relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's actually, me have to give the vacuum only for thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? Shout out to the vacuum. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that became my biggest record until this day, like almost 10 million views. You know what I mean? And collectively, that song have over 20 million views based on every other person who has reposted it and all the dancers. And then I when we finished recording it, I sent it to him and said, man, this is a hit. The song didn't even mix.
Yeah.
He put out the song without the song even mix, because there's a demo. I sent him and tell him, say, what you think?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said, oh, this bad. May I put this out? And then I sent it to my dancer, them, and then them create they broke back dance for it. Yeah. And it was just like, you just start. Popel. And when I see Surpass atop, I could not, I was like, this is surreal.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So it come on. That's music, you know, organic. Yeah. Call it organic.
Exactly. You know, nothing can stop it. And that's what I always say, you know what I mean? It has no expiry date. Just do it with love in your heart. Mm-hmm. Do it with fun and joy and happiness, you know? And it will work, you know? It will work. Even if it don't work right away. It eventually will, because some songs about seem 10 years later.
True.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I agree with that.
Okay. That music has power, you know?
Definitely.
It's power in the music.
Okay, gentlemen. I'm going to mash up your music talk for a real quick second.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool.
No problem.
All right. Topic of the day. I wanted to ask this question, being that we have two men here today, and you know, we don't usually have this often. So, do you think men need reassurance in a relationship or a marriage?
Yeah. You know what? I would say yes. You know what I mean? Any reassurance based on what's going on today in society, you know what I mean? Or today's society, you know what I mean? We grew up around my mother, you know what I mean? She's a single mother and of six, you know what I mean? I saw how hard she worked. She worked two jobs. So I think I've learned a lot of things from my mom, learning how to cook, learning how to sew. What them soap on my pants? I just string the needle. Say me can still sew. Yeah. Say me still have them things. I mean, right. Learn how to clean. Learning how to be. Learn how to be a good father. Self-sufficient. Teaching my kids. You know what I mean. Yeah. So if you have a partner, who, not to say she have a match, you 50-50 or 100-100. You know what I mean. You want somebody who can reassure you if you know. Say you see, when push come to shove, I have your back, just as much as. You know what I mean? You have her back. And you know what I mean? You always say, take a good woman to bring out the best into a man. And then same vice versa. You know what I mean? For marriage to work, like we would go through, like if I tell you about my marriage and the things that me and my wife has gone through.
Think about that. How long have you been married?
You know what? We've been together for almost 30 years. And we've been married for close to 17, going on 18 years. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so
great journey
and married 12.
Oh, see that, look at that. You know what I mean? That's amazing. And I find that you don't find that nowadays. You don't find that nowadays, you know what I mean? Because people are so easy to give up. And the personality of two human beings will never be the same. You know what I mean? You gotta have some, you know what I mean? And we're not perfect. We're gonna make mistakes, we're gonna go through different things. It's just by the end of the day, more than love, it boils down to respect. So because if you do something, you have to remember, say, you have hurt someone and you have to find it in your heart to find that respect for them. Say, yo, you hear me as a man or as a woman? Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You're never too big for saying. And you're learning from those mistakes too. So there's so much. There's so much. You know what I mean? And I just find that the generation of today, they have lost that respect for humanity, not just the female alone, because they might disrespect even grandma.
They don't even respect themselves.
Yeah, so and that's what it is. First of all, you have to have self-respect too.
To even get there, but
so when you say reassurance, no, because so sometimes
clarification.
Always that person, I always need clarification with her when she talk. When she talk, it is like a double-edged sword, so you have to kind of, you know what I mean? The thing about reassurance, right? It is.
I'm not saying I gotta call you.
There's a borderline then when it comes to reassurance and reliant on a person in a relationship. For me, seeing and sometimes yes, reassurance is good, but it leaves you to sometimes question yourself in terms of if you're carrying your own weight and are you reliant too much on this person to fill in the gaps where maybe you can fill them yourself, but because you know, say, you have a good man or you have a good man.
You get complacent.
See? And that's why I'm kind of...
You know what? It's a open-end question, because what it is, though, for me, when you ask me reassurance, right? It was like, okay, then, in my relationship, I've went outside of my marriage and I have a child. So it's just like I have to constantly reassuring my wife that, you know what I mean, this is not going to happen again. So it's like, you know what I mean, it's so broad.
How difficult is that for you, my brother?
It was difficult. Yeah. No, it's much easier because we have gone through the whole meditative process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, the whole therapy where instead of using a band-aid over the heel, over the wound, you know what I mean, it's been cured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it takes time. So even if she get back into that space, I have to ensure that I can reassure her.
Yeah.
Just say, listen, I'm here. Me now go back down the road there because me see the pain where it caused the whole family and affect my heart, which I can't take that broken heart anymore. I don't want to see that broken heart on someone else because I realize now that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a human being and people get affected.
Breaking your heart.
Yeah.
Actually break
my heart. So, you know what I mean? So
it's not believing in them thing initially still, you know?
No,
say, when they make a mistake and you see how it affect
Yeah.
Your wife, our husband. So yeah. Them not believe, say, as a man, your heart can be broken by breaking.
Be there, yeah, absolutely.
If the same man is going to say, it's breaking my heart to break your heart, why do you continue to do the same things and make the same mistakes to break both of our hearts? It makes no sense.
Makes no
right
sense.
There, it doesn't make no sense, ego.
But it happens.
Ego. I think it's an ego in our man, you know. And you see what it is? It's a lion versus the lioness. There's no rhyme or reason, mm-hmm. but when you're in our space and your mind is, it's like your mind and your heart are fight. It may be different for a female because she
can be though. Eh? Because if you love someone and you respect that person to mm-hmm. that level, how could you disrespect?
Cross that line. That?
Like, it's a thin line. Like, how could you even take yourself to go there knowing that you're going to be affected. Your family is going to be affected. Your kids are going to be affected.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's going to trickle down. It might be that one moment of pleasure, and then after that, it's headache. Or it could be 18 years of.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It's like, the hope. I think personally, I can speak for myself. It's the hope of not getting caught. You understand?
That's what it is.
And this is, I'm just being real, like, you know what I mean?
That's what it is.
It's the hope of not getting caught. You know what I mean? Because we're a man, and
facts.
To be. Eh? Yeah, it's a hope I'm not getting caught because,
I believe it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We love your empress and nothing can go around that. We know exactly what we want, but being in a space and a position at certain time, you know what I mean? Where it's not vulnerability, it's just, you're saying in your mind, boy, I mean, I hope me not get caught in it. And if you get catch, it's
so
like, yeah, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this though.
It's what,
so would you stay if the roles were reversed? Because we had Sakarja on the last episode that we had, and we had this discussion to a degree.
Yeah.
And that question came up, like, how would you men handle it? And he was like, oh no, I would take you back and we can move on. And which I know it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
No.
Just explain to our women, please. Because you have gone through
see
a similar scenario.
Yeah, exactly. So you say for me.
Explain to us.
I can't speak for somebody else, but you can't say it's a lie because I wouldn't leave. The reason why me wouldn't leave? The reason why me wouldn't leave. Let me tell you why I wouldn't leave. And I've said this on many different occasions and many different interviews. I believe it in my heart. I believe it in everything. You know what I mean? My whole soul, my life on it. You know what I mean? Is that I have done it. So, you know what I mean? Imagine, it's just feeling back that pain and not walking away knowing that the person didn't leave me when
I did that. Can you handle the aftermath of it?
I have to learn off
of English.
I have to learn off of English,
man. Because, as the man
if
said,
a woman strong enough for English,
he has done something.
Yeah, but we're stronger than y'all, by far, when it comes to
it does
things.
Not matter.
It doesn't matter. That's not the... That's
does not matter.
That's not the that's
our tolerance
that.
Is like up here. You yeah. guys are like
no, it
does.
It does not matter.
It does not matter. It does not matter. It comes down to
the thing is as exactly. It comes down to we been in a relationship. We have done things and we understand the hurt that you have gone through, and because we have been on this journey for so long.
Yeah.
If you do some out of turn. Me, I have to respect myself and know, say, you know what, I have done things and you have stayed.
Exactly.
And dealt with it.
Exactly.
So me, I have to know, stay and deal with it.
Exactly.
It's plain and simple.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's simple mathematics when you actually calculate it. You know what I mean? Him said perfectly. Perfectly. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel. You know what I mean? Trust me. You know what I mean? Going down that journey and that road.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, just keep that energy because it's like a force, you know, if you think. So, you know, maybe go try and
yeah.
see
nah,
if him really serious, if him really a go stay. So keep that energy.
Yeah,
that energy there. Keep it. It's perfect.
Exactly. Let me try and see if you really, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The energy there.
Yeah, because what is it? It's energy.
Yeah.
And some woman might pick up all the wrong energy too. Yeah, man. But no, for real. You know what I mean? We're being open and we're being honest. You know what I mean? This is about being honest.
It's hard. I understand that, but it's just hard for me to believe that, knowing that I see it time and time again where a man knows that he's making the mistakes, but still go and make that mistake over and over again. Mm. And then it's like,
ego,
how
for
could
real.
You want reassurance in a relationship or me have me, your wife, make you feel as a king when you're acting like a peasant?
Yeah, no.
It's kind of hard to, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's hard. It's difficult to believe you guys, but
yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. Make sure you guys go and subscribe. It's good. RSI Network, please. Also,
this is
let them know where they can find you.
Well, and I mean, I'm on all digital platforms at The Real Razor B. Yeah, at The Real Razor B. It's simple,
we'll
you know
link
what I mean?
In the bio, yeah, link in the description box. In the description,
for sure.
Yeah, so The Real Razor B. We thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. I love this. That
for
you know what?
Honesty.
Yeah, you know what? No problem. And I think this is a conversation that it can become uncomfortable because there's so many different persons who have gone through this type of similar situation where we need to have this type of conversation.
More open.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not the only one. You guys are not the only one. And some people need therapy. To know that, you know what I mean? Even though it continues, it can still be meshed back together
in order to rebuild.
Trust me, because some people go out and do things that are uncalled for, where them end up in prison or end up killing themselves just by not having someone to reason through these type of situation. You know what I mean? Because you know, so it's this topic, it's amazing because me can relate to it. Yes. It's not like say, yeah, ask me where me you know apartheid because I'm so in it.
You know,
so it's just like, you know what I mean?
Life experience.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So a person, if you never experienced it before, it don't make sense because the persons who will come with their negative comment, you understand? Some of them has never walked a mile in that person's shoes. So whatever you're saying, I can't even listen to you until you walk a mile there or been in that situation. You don't know why that person take about that person or why that person go there and do that someday. So you have to be in my space in order to do that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to listen to when outsiders are talking with their negativity because they will say anything because they've never been in it. And once they're in that situation,
they do the opposite of what they're telling.
Exactly.
And before we go to Amos, say kudos to you, brother, because there are not a lot of people in the dancehall space that actually are married or have committed long-term relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
So, things where we use that platform to promote.
Yeah,
so
yeah, definitely.
Because there are so many other platforms doing other things, but there are not a lot that promotes like strong family values.
But, yeah, exactly.
Within dancehall reggae
and
we need that.
Yeah. We definitely need that. You know what I mean? Exactly. We definitely need that. I need an example to say. You know what I mean? Let's follow in these footsteps because you know what I mean. As a black nation, you know what I mean? Black culture, black people. Like when you take the ratio of marriages and single mothers. You know what I mean? It's like, it's unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, man, for real. Especially in Jamaica. Yeah,
yeah man. It hurt me because I've helped so many different persons who are single mothers, but yet still them's continent of children,
more
kids
more.
With more and more and different man. And feel like it. So it's like, and then the father of them keeps stepping away from their responsibility, bro. So we can't go on and go on. Like, you know what I mean? Let's find a solution.
For real, man.
And this is where we feel like we're starting with
this
that.
This is where we start.
Yeah.
This
with
is where it starts.
Contribution to
definitely.
That, you know, situation.
Yeah, and I know there's a Jamaica don't talk me, you know,
no,
that
exactly.
I'm globally, you know.
Yeah, man.
But the epidemic biggest.
Yeah,
thing.
Man. Definitely.
More prominent here in Jamaica. We just thank you for being open and honest with you
thank
on
you.
The topic and the question that we asked. And, you know, just being real and just giving your real opinion and your voice on how you see certain things. And we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for watching. We hope you guys join us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I'm your host. And this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, and you don't know. Razor B.
Razor B. Give thanks.
Big up your damn self for joining us, family.
Manners and respect,
we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
See?
Manners.
Salute.
Salute.
Give thanks. Well, good people.
Well, good.